sad," said Anthea, "but we really only wanted to ask you, whose is that castle on the hill?"
"Oh, my little angel," said the poor lady, sniffing. "Today and for hundreds of years the castle is to us, to our family. Tomorrow it must that I sell it to some strangers, and my little Henri here will not have the lands paternel."
"How would you feel if you found a lot of money, hundreds and thousands of gold pieces?" asked Cyril. The lady smiled.
"Ah, one has already recounted to you the legend. It is told that one of our ancestors has hid a treasure of gold, enough to enrich my little Henri for the life."
"Tell her what you have found," whispered the phoenix.
"It's no use explaining how we got in," said Robert, when he had told her of the finding of the treasure, "because you would find it a little difficult to understand, and much more difficult to believe. But we can show you where the gold is and help you to fetch it away."
And so they all went up the hill to the wayside shrine. The boys prized the stone up, and Robert went first. They found the golden treasure exactly as they had left it, and everyone was flushed with the joy of performing such a wonderfully kind action. Then the lady and the little boy clasped hands and wept for joy, calling the children Garden Angels, and talked very fast and both together. "Get away now," said the phoenix softly. So the children crept away and out through the little shrine. The garden angels ran down the hill to the lady's little house, where they had left the carpet on the veranda. They took the carpet into the little field behind the house, where they spread it out and said, "Home!" And no one saw them disappear, except for the French lady's milk cow, which at the very moment of the children saying, "Home!" planted one of its large and friendly hooves on the edge of the carpet. There was a terrible tearing sound. Back in the nursery in Camden Town, the children examined the carpet. At one corner a strip was torn, and it hung forlornly. "Never mind," said Cyril when they talked over their adventure at tea-time. "Today's been the best thing we've done." "And in future," said Anthea, "we'll only do kind actions with the carpet." said the phoenix.
"I beg your pardon," said Anthea.
"Oh, nothing," said the bird. "I was only thinking."